morning.
Congratulations to you, sir. I'm getting all kinds of emails. Apparently, you cut a wide swath in the community here because a lot of people know who you are and want to congratulate you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, I guess if you've been around for 42 years in different forms, you know a lot of people. And being a lawyer in the community, in the state, I've had great relationships with people over the last several years. So, I mean, I love the community and glad to be focused on the operations here in Fargo now. So.
Well, let me put it to you this way. When I see somebody who's worked their way up through the ranks like this and actually now finds himself as the head of a very important organization and knows the area, I think Sanford made a pretty good move. So are you excited about this job?
Oh, my gosh, yes. I couldn't be happier. You know, it's been something I've thought about for a long time. And when the opportunity appeared to be there, I decided to talk to Kelby Krabanoff about it and said this is something I really wanted to do. This organization and this community is in my blood. And it's, you know, when you think about the opportunities that the organization has given me over the last 42 years and the great leadership and physicians and staff, nurses, and our patients and our community has given me as an individual to have success within the organization and as a professional. I couldn't be happier. And to now have this opportunity to just be part of a great team and a great community to provide the best level of care to our patients, I couldn't be happier.
Paul Richard, he's been named a head Fargo's Sanford Medical Center effective December 1st. All right, you got the reins. What are you going to do with them?
Well, you know, oftentimes when a new person's in the seat, they often say, what are you going to change? And I think the my style from the standpoint of my approach is that what we've got going here, we've got a very strong team of leaders, and my style is to listen and learn and take some time in probably the first 100 days to kind of reconnect and reassess kind of where the organization is going, reconnect with the community. My position in the last 4 years has been more corporate from the standpoint I've been traveling the system. And so I want to get reconnected in the details at a high level. I'm familiar with the goals and the direction of the organization here in Fargo. And I just want to reconnect with the details and the leadership and, you know, just take some time to listen and learn. And then we'll see where it goes from there.
Well, and it isn't like you're not going to have some pretty cool new digs. I mean, you know, the new office must be pretty nice, I would guess. So you must have looked at the blueprints by now.
Oh, no. My office at West Campus? No. I'm actually in the office that I occupied, across the hall from the office I occupied before the merger with Sanford Health, so in what was the old school of nursing. And so I like my office here.
I assumed, I guess, that you were going to be out by the interstate once everything's built up. But
ultimately, yes.
Yeah, that's my point. I mean, it's, you know, it's nice to get to be head of something, but then to know that they're building you a beautiful new facility to manage, that's not bad either, Paul.
Well, you know, when you think about the West Campus project, that doesn't just happen overnight. And, you know, 12 years ago when I had the honor and pleasure to work with Dr. Roger Gilbertson. He and the board at that time of what was BearCare Health System, we worked together and we acquired the land out there with the vision that ultimately that was going to be a replacement campus. And you can't just decide one day that you're going to build a new campus and go out and try to find land. So they had the great vision to acquire that land for the long term. And I'm just couldn't be more excited that in my lifetime, in my career, we are going to be starting the first phase of the campus development out there on the West Campus. And it's a vision come true for the wisdom and the leadership of Dr. Gilbertson and the board 12 years ago when we acquired that land, and of the current leadership, Kelby, and the rest of the Sanford Health team to execute on that vision now. And I couldn't be happier to be part of the development of that campus. And quite frankly, the rethinking and the reconfiguration of the delivery of our health services in the two campuses we already have in town.
Do you think it helps you to know North Dakota this well and know the upper Midwest this well?
Oh, yeah. I grew up between Horace and Hickson. I guess if you flew between the two towns, if you look down about halfway point, you'd see my parents' farm. You know, my great-grandfather homesteaded in the late 1800s in just south of Fargo. And I have a cousin who farms that land, and my brother farms the place I grew up. And it's, I've got 10 brothers and sisters, so I got a lot of people to tell me when I'm wrong, unrelated to the people at work. So.
Welcome to my life. Yeah.
But, you know, so it's, and I, you know, I've been, I moved off the farm and started working here at the hospital in 1971, actually 42 years ago this month. And and through that work, and then through my work with as a lawyer in the state, and I did serve as the state bar president, and had the honor of being appointed by the Supreme Court to the Board of Law Examiners for 17 years. And you know, I was able to connect with a lot of people throughout the state in that role. When I was bar president, I was I did a road tour and went to pretty much every local bar association there is in the state. Was able to connect not only with the lawyers in the community, but others in the community. And, you know, Joel, it's like, you know, you're from Dakotas, from Western Minnesota. We're good people. We're solid people. And that's the team we have here. And so it's a very natural fit for me. And I love it. So
let me ask you this, because in reading your bio, this really got my attention. To see the fact that you work through the ranks, which I've already made point of, but you know, you have a degree in nursing, mm-hmm. and you have a degree in business economics, and you have your Juris Doctorate, you have your law degree, and you pass the board. I mean, there's a lot of experience. Which one is the most helpful in your day to day? Hey, I have to understand what goes on in the medical industry.
Oh, you know, I would say it's the cumulative effect of all of them, because I can tell you that my first job here as a file clerk in medical records probably taught me more about the things that happen behind the scenes. I probably am one of the few people that have actually been in the old boiler room of the hospital, because I used to file medical records down there. And so, I mean, I've been everywhere in this organization. And then as I progressed, as a quality review nurse, back in the early 70s, Medicare decided to do this program where they say, you know what, we're going to start looking at why patients are in the hospital and what are their outcomes. That was really kind of new to the Medicare program, and I was asked to take that on, and I said I'll commit to 2 years because I intended to go back to school. But that gave me the opportunity to work with a lot of great physician leaders to kind of, How do you approach this? Because back in the 1970s, that was new.
Yeah.
And so then on to the law degree and my work as a lawyer. It's a cumulative effect of all of it. My practice of law for 20 years in private practice, and then the last 15 years as an in-house counsel with the organization. I have really had this opportunity to really understand the business of healthcare, and in the last 4 years in my role as the Senior Vice President for Legal Compliance, Public Policy, and the whole insurance aspect of the organization, not the health plan, but the liability insurance, has helped me understand all the intricacies of what it takes to run a business of this. You know, we are a healthcare organization, and we are a large organization with a lot of employees, and so it's a cumulative effect of all things. And, you know, the other thing I would say is that I've had such a privilege to work with great leaders in the Fargo area, starting with John Finney, who was the president of the hospital when I started working. And he probably gave me the best advice I've ever had in my life, and I've always remembered it. I was 20 years old trying to figure out what to do with my career. And, you know, up to that point, I had basically milked cows and threw hay bales. So, you know, I said, okay, so and my boss at that time, Bev Olson, who had a lot of faith in me, said, go and talk to John. I said, what is the president of the hospital going to do with a 20-year-old, you know, and he said, go ahead and talk. And John gave me the best advice I've always remembered. He said, you know, Paul, sometimes the path to what you're meant to be or do in your life is very indirect. And John had been a teacher and a pharmacist. And, you know, I've always remembered that. So I've always never been real concerned about that the path I've taken, you know, from file clerk to quality review nurse to a lawyer to having some administrative roles and responsibility in the organization is not, you know, a direct path to being the president of a medical center. In some ways, that very indirect path has exposed me to all aspects of the organization and prepared me, I think prepared me. And again, as I said, from John Finney to Lloyd Smith, C. Warner Litton, John Q. Paulson, Dr. Roger Gilbertson, Shelby Krabanoff, all the great physicians and nurses and staff that I've had the privilege to work with, I hope I've absorbed something.
Well, I did. I think you have. And I will tell you this. Clearly, you are liked. I'm getting all kinds of messages in, and I'm just going to use one because we could do this all day, Paul. Paul Richard is our guest. He's been named a head Fargo-Sanford Medical Center. Paul, Marilyn Lacker sends in and says, I worked with Paul when he was a file clerk way back when. I knew he was destined for greatness. He's a great person then and he is now. Make sure he knows I'm happy for him. So there's a lot of those messages coming in. I'm sure we'll be contacting you again someday if you ever want to get word out. News and Views is a great resource to do that with. Know you're welcome here anytime, Paul.
Thank you, Joel.
You bet.
Thank you.
Congratulations to you.
You bet.